Today, the RBA warns of mortgage default risk. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The RBA has sounded a fresh warning of the risks relating to mortgage defaults in Australia on the day that they once again held the cash rate steady. So today, we look at their latest comments. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here's the link, and it's in the comments below. In its corporate plan for 2018-19, which was released late last week, the Reserve Bank outlined its role in fostering overall financial stability in Australia. The RBA has warned that the greatest risk to Australia's financial stability over the next few years will be the bank's large exposure to potentially deteriorating home loans. Better late than never, I guess, but way too late to make a difference. Other than when things go pear-shaped, they can say, "We warned you," I suppose. The RBA said that during 2018-19 to 2021-22, the main risks to financial stability will most likely continue to relate to credit quality. Notably, banks' large exposures to a potential deterioration in housing loan performance is expected to remain a key issue, requiring ongoing monitoring by both banks and regulators, the RBA said. Now, this is the first time I've seen such an overt warning from them. Previously, they'd made repeated warnings about Australia's high level of household indebtedness, which has considerable implications for monetary policy directions. And they continue to warn about the evolving nature of the economy. They say over 2018-19 to 2021-22, the structure of the Australian economy will continue to evolve, and economic shocks, which by definition are not foreseeable, will occur, it said. But now they're warning specifically about the risk of falling home price values. Movements in asset values and leverage may be more important for economic developments than in the past, given the already high levels of debt on household balance sheets, they said. The high debt levels could complicate future monetary policy decisions by making the economy less resilient to shocks. The Reserve Bank also said it works with other regulatory bodies in Australia to foster financial stability. RBA Governor Philip Lowe chairs the Council of Financial Regulators, the CFR, comprising the Reserve Bank, the Australian Prudential Regulatory Authority, APRA, the Australian Securities and Investment Commission, ASIC, and the Australian Treasury, whose role is to contribute to the efficiency and effectiveness of regulation and the stability of the financial system. In the period ahead, the RBA's work with other CFR agencies will be informed by the Financial Sector Assessment Programme review of Australia being conducted by the International Monetary Fund during 2018. The bank and other CFR agencies will also carefully consider the implications for the resilience of the financial sector arising from findings and recommendations of the final report of the Productivity Commission's review of competition in the financial system, as well as the outcomes of the Royal Commission into Misconduct into the Banking, Superannuation and Financial Services Industry, the bank said. And the bank will also continue working with APRA and with other regulators to monitor and, where necessarily, respond to risks that may emerge from economic and financial shocks emanating from Australia or abroad. Talking about the Royal Commission, APRA, in their latest submission, says that they think that the threat of litigation is sufficient to deter poor behaviour in the financial system. The Prudential Regulator has defended its powers after the Royal Commission questions its preference for working behind closed doors and failure to take legal action against rogue funds. APRA accepts that there are legitimate questions as to whether a decision to litigate may achieve a result with wider deterrent effect, as indicated in Council Assisting Submissions. This issue will be subject to further submissions by APRA on the policy and general questions posed by the Commission following Round 5. In APRA's view, having the power to take litigation or other actions is important to achieve the necessary outcomes and responses from entities without necessarily having to take that action in all cases. That is, the threat of potential action facilitates the achievement of appropriate outcomes, which is APRA's focus. And APRA said that the matter will be taken up further in its submissions on policy and general questions. Finally, they also responded to the question of who owns the problem. APRA said that the issue of fees for no service impacts on the regulatory sphere of both ASIC and APRA. The ultimate cause of action for the misconduct identified may be different as between ASIC and APRA, but they will have the same factual substratum. APRA and ASIC share information and coordinate their activities in relation to the issues of fee for no service, and APRA does not agree that it is incumbent on it to act earlier or separately from ASIC in such matters, when ASIC action may be achieving the common regulatory objective of appropriate remediation to affected members and or where there may be other actions in train. So judging by this, the regulators are still boxing at shadows rather than dealing with the substantive poor conduct issues exposed by the Royal Commission. And the role of ASIC and APRA needs to be reviewed, especially at a time when, according to the RBA, risk of mortgage defaults is on the rise, at a time when home prices are falling. Scenario 4, anyone? If you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. The link is in the comments below. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.